Missing white girl. Nothing about him indicated that he had just come down the road from the neighbor's house, where he had looked at four dead bodies. Jeannie didn't even want to think about the fact that there had been a killer on their road. A road with only the two houses on it. Had the killer picked the Lavenders at random, driving right past their place to get to it? She couldn't imagine any reason why a struggling ranch family should be the target of such an act. But how did one rationalize the insane, or understand that which was inexplicable? "Do you have any idea why someone would have done that?" she asked as he was leaving, her voice catching as she spoke.
"None at all, ma'am. That's what we have to figure out. Once we've done that, then I reckon we'll have a much better idea who did it."
Having joined them inside, Oliver said, "Solved a lot of mass murders, Lieutenant?" There was an edge to his voice that Jeannie didn't like.
Becoming an Indie Film Composer by Scott K. Haskin. Why be an indie composer? I have asked many composers why they would like to work in the independent film world, and I usually get one of two answers. The most common is, "Because I think it would be fun." The next is, "I think it would be a good stepping stone to Hollywood." Certainly, both could be right. I could hardly imagine that many of the famous Hollywood composers started off in Hollywood. Through the world of independent film, you can build your abilities and resume, make important contacts, and have material to show off your skills. But are those reasons enough? The role of a composer working with any type of video is to enhance the excitement or emotion of the action on the screen. It is not usually about writing the most intricate music or flashy solo pieces. Scoring is about composing music that fits the visual in a way that brings out more of the feeling in the scene.
Cold Black Hearts by Jeffrey J. Marriott. Ramon froze in place. Annie had an idea about what might be happening, and she didn't want him sticking around for it. She could already sense his panic building, panic that threatened to bubble out of her any second, and she needed to function. She put her hand in the center of his back and shoved, "Go, vamonos!" He rabbited without waiting for a second invitation. "Vaya con Dios," she almost said to his departing back, but she stopped herself. She had a sick feeling that Dios wanted nothing to do with what was about to happen at her house. Ramon bolted through the door at the same time that another shockwave shook it. Annie steadied herself against a wall. A crack formed in the ceiling, plaster flaking off and dropping like heavy snow. This time the shaking went on longer and the smoke got thicker.